the damn hell? What the what the damn hell?
That's so racist.
What the damn hell? What the damn hell?
That's so racist.
What the damn hell? What the damn hell?
That's so racist.
What the damn hell? What the damn hell?
Welcome back. I am so fucking sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I have to, you know, apologize you guys for the mistake of my last episode. It didn't end so well because I didn't, you know, I didn't check it. I didn't check it like thoroughly, and you know, at the ending, there's a little bit of the episode is missing, so I can't do anything about it, and I actually can, but if you are on something else, like if you're not on podcast, iTunes, or Podomatic, you might have to as well see that there is still the 8th episode uploaded over there, but actually I put it down, and because you know I put it down, but it just, it's just there, like in Pod Paradise and TuneIn and what else, in Breaker, and I can't do anything with that, so I'm so sorry you guys didn't, you know, listen to the end properly. And this is the this is episode 8.5 for, you know, for everybody who missed the 8th episode, and you know, for, you know, making things up for you guys. I'm terribly sorry about that. So let's just start. I'm too lazy to arrange my script, so things are scattered around, and I will just tell some stories. That's what I always do, right? And this is the story. This is the fucking story, guys. This episode, the episode 8.5, I'm gonna call it, this is the name, Toot. Like When You Hate People. Yeah, like when you hate people. I hate people, guys. I hate people, like anybody. Every fucking body. I hate fucking people.
You don't know. Yeah, you don't know. That's what I have to tell you. So I used to not hate them, but after some coming of an age, rite of passage stuff, I kind of have to hate people. Like, you know, when I'm out of school and I'm going for college, and I have to, you know, live in a big city instead of, you know, my hometown, which is really fucking small. And I can feel that after I've moved here, I've changed the way I think about things. How do I know that shit? I kind of know it when I catch a cab in Bangkok, and an old man, the taxi driver, he was driving, he was about 50-something. And I don't like when the cab driver asks me this question, like,
"Oh, so which way do you want to go?"
I don't fucking know, because I'm not from here. It's like they, he or she is trying to, you know, to test if you're not, if you're from here or not. And if you're not from here, time to overcharge. Time to over fucking charge. It means that he or she wanna fuck with you, you know. They wanna, you know, get some money from you. And yeah. So this old man the taxi driver asked me that question. And yeah, and I get a little bit upset after hearing that, and I would say things like, Oh, I don't know, it's up to you, you know, you want to get some more money, it's up to you. It's fucking up to you. And he was like, okay, so I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna take the shortcut because it's shortest. And I didn't believe him. I didn't fucking believe him, so I was acting like a bitch, like, you know, some social network bitch, where when as a bitch, a social network bitch gets upset with some service or stuff, she or he or she would take a picture or record a video and, you know, upload it on his or her social media, for example, Facebook and Twitter and shit. And actually, I'm not on any of that stuff. I don't have Facebook. I don't own a Twitter account. And but I was so upset. So I got my phone and I took a picture of his taxi driver's license or stuff, you know, just, you know, some threatening shit. You know, I just want to, you know, say that, like, kinda tell him that, hey, you can't, you know, I might not be from here, but I can fuck with you. So please don't fuck with me, or I'm going to upload this shit on the internet, and you're going to be that notorious taxi driver. And he saw the shit. He heard the shutter sound from my iPhone, and, you know, he didn't say anything about that. So, so as soon as I know that I'm, you know, I'm near where I'm going, and I would look at the little meter in the front that it would tell you how much this trip cost, and I saw the number, and I was like, oh shit, this is fucking cheap. He really did take the shortcut. And I was like, oh my fuck. Since when? I have to ask myself, since when I'm this level of a pessimist, you know, I see the world in negative color, and I hate myself that I'm this negative. This ignorant. This, you know, cold-hearted. I don't know. I've changed. I used to not be that, but now I am. So, and after I got out of the car and the taxi driver, he said this. He literally said this.
They'll be careful, kid. Have a safe trip on a train.
And what? And I was about to cry because my parents never even said that. And you, Mr. Omen taxi driver, you wish me luck. You give a shit about me, and I'm so sorry that I got you wrong. Living in a big city, people living in a big city. Big town teaches people negligence, apathy, pessimism. Negligence in your own actions, apathy for people around you and the environment, and pessimism is actually a form of defense mechanism you have to have in order to protect yourself. And, you know, yeah, it's pretty bad. So, I imagine myself sometimes like in a big city there are some like weird people doing weird shit. For example, you know, who knows, one day you might see a guy taking a shit in a public trash can and nobody cares. Like,
it's fine, people are doing it. I'm not from here. I'm not from here. You can't blame me. It's a frown upon, you know.
Sigh voice. What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? You're taking a shit in a public trash can, and I can see your butthole moving. Fucking butthole is moving. And one more thing about living in the city, if you're a really attractive lady, just a normal lady would experience some of the molestation. You know, when, you know, the place is crowded, for example, on the bus, on a subway, and you will get molested. I wish the world works like in Dora the Explorer show. In that show, when Dora says, swiper no swiping, then the fucking swiper, the fox will just stop doing bad stuff that he was meant to do. And that's great if just you can tell the molester, like, molester no molesting, and he'll be like, oh lady. And he's not gonna do it. It's not in real world. It's not like that. You just can't, you know, say shit like that. And, you know, swiper, a molester, in my case, a molester would say,
you're too late. You will never find it now. You will never find the positive attitude towards the world and people now.
So in my case, it would be the positive attitude towards the world and people. Those molesters, truck fuckers. I was thinking about uploading an episode where I talk about the French. I hate the French.
And now I kind of understand the French, because the French, they would make, you know, their face would be like, their faces would be like cold stone all the time, and I don't fucking know, like, can't you just be a little bit cheerful, you know, just cheer the fuck up? And now I understand, because, you know, French city is kind of big city, and you have to do the face. You can't tell people, don't fuck with me, or swiper, no swiping, like in Dora the Explorer, but you can make a really, really cold ass face, like, you know, like the don't fuck with me face. You can't say it, but you can make the face. And the French, and they are pros at what they're doing. Every French guy, every French lady, they would have this don't fuck up with me face. And it's, you know, I have to learn that from them sometimes. So, yeah. So, big city, shit happening, a guy, weird shit happening, a guy taking shit in public trash can one day, and nobody cares, and molester never stops molesting. Molester never stops molesting. And what else? So, I don't really go out that much, I would say. I would just stay in my apartment and don't do shit, you know. I'm always surfing on the internet, because it's my hobby. No, it's not my hobby, it's my fucking life. It's, you know, life of Nate and surfing the internet. Yep. And I would say the essential shit about internet is probably people's comments, you know. Websites, half of the internet, and the other half, the rest, are full of, you know, shitty comments that you don't like and you don't want to know. But, you know, freedom of speech, you have to respect that. And I respect that, but I don't believe shit. And the people are, you know, on comments on YouTube, I don't read them. I don't believe them. And lately there's this really, really notorious Thai body dismember murder case, which involved drugs in a way. And every fucking medium is saying shit on the case, which is not at all the truth, and nobody wants to know the truth now. Like, everybody, you know, it's just witch hunting event. And things are hilarious when, you know, YouTube comment some, you know, some predictions and some solution or some, you know, guess about the murder case. You know, somebody just comments the shit and and the news came out, and the story in the comments, they are all wrong, and somebody has to, you know, edit their comment and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I guess it wrong, and, you know, I say bad shit about this person, I'm so sorry. And that shit is hilarious. And this is my favorite hobby, seeing people doing that kind of thing.
like people doing some, I would say embarrassing, you know, shameful stuff, and you know some what is the right word? Some I don't know what to call it, but it's a little bit revengeful of me to, you know, to laugh at their fake pain. And I think it's fucking hilarious, you know, when YouTube comments have to, you know, apologize and shit. And some other funny and things that I like, but is those things are bad, like bad things that happen to people, and I like them to happen to people. Yeah, I'm pretty badass. I'm a badass. I'm a badass gangster, you know. And anyway, talking about gangster, you know, I really like it when gangster and hot models have kids. You know, they're cool. They're so cool. They, you know, they look great. And they are drug addicts. But when they have kids, their kids are gonna be so shitty. Like, shitty kids. And I was like, yeah, revenge time. Revenge time, bitch. Revenge time. And I didn't do shit because those motherfuckers just, you know, they just fuck. Gangsters and hot models just fuck. And when one of the kids' rich parents go to jail, man, I have a fucking orgasm. Really. You know, you have to listen carefully. I'm about to say something real, something important. So here's my statement: no rich is clean. If you're rich, you fucking did, do, have done, and will continue doing, and will continue doing. Sorry, my friend just phoned me, just called me, and she told me that her cousin died from fucking cancer, and yeah, that sounds sad. That sounds so sad. So, if you're rich, it means that you fucking did, do, have done, and will continue doing crappy stuff to innocent people. Your work will somehow deceive people, and you raise the fucking price, and people work so hard to afford shit you're selling, in which they know is not worth it, but they buy things from you anyway, cause they have no choice. They can't get it from someone else, and you have the shit they want. Things are up to you. So things are up to rich people. You know, you have to depend on them. And by the way, this is by far the most this is the episode with the most obstacles. You know, my friend interrupted with bad news. So her cousin died from cancer, and another interrupt is from the recording application itself. So in this episode, I use GarageBand, and on iPhone, you know, I got it from the App Store. So at first I did it without audio monitoring, but right now I am on audio monitoring for some reasons. I don't know. Oh, yes. Because
shut down my computer and I have no, I have nothing to, you know, to have my script reading, so I have to kind of audio monitoring and reading the script from Google Drive at the same time and let the GarageBand run in the background, which works pretty well, and it is also recording, which is good. So like I said before, things are up to rich people because they sell some limited edition shit like drugs, real estate, high-end fashion items, and you know, things like that. And yeah, so it feels good to me when gangsters and hot models are together, and they would have some mischievous children. So and another thing I love and I think is really revengeful for me is when a rich spouse cheat on the other. What? Open relationship, you say? Open relationship. Yeah, you know, people always say, I'm in an open relationship. So open relationship basically means a couple don't want to get married, but they have a serious need of an answer to relationship question. They don't want to sound pathetic in account of they always act cool. Zoop. And also don't want to be in a marriage. Your mom would ask like, "You're 30, where's your girlfriend?" And you want to just say, "No, mom, I just want to fuck around." But you can't. So you can't, you have to find another person who just want to fuck around too. And they would, you know, the couple would play laser tags and eat sugary cereal and watch Disney show and shit. Grow up, you fuckers. Teenagers fuck around. You're like 40 and you say, "We're in an open relationship." Oh, bullshit. Grow up. Imagine kids growing up with open relationship parents. Suppose her name, the kid's name is Sarah, and she's an elementary school student. She draws this picture of her family and present it to her class. "This is my mom and my dad and Jennifer and Frank and our French bulldog, Mary. Jennifer works in my dad's study. Frank works in my mom's painting room. They are both pinchers. Mom and dad have their private pinchers. They would go into a separate room and get pinched. Pinching makes my mom and dad happy." Yeah. So, yeah, pinching is comparable to sex. Yeah, it's basically sex, having sex. So, no. I think being in an open relationship is good for anybody, you know. So, you are in a relationship or you are not. You don't say open relationship. That's just some some endless stories of, you know, a couple who are stupid idiots. So, yeah. And, you know, the kid, Sarah, from before, she would, like, turn to an adult and have a son. And she'd be like, hey, dad, can I have a second with you? I want to talk to you about something. I seriously want you to stop borrowing my son's condoms. And that shit is hilarious, you know. Open relationships. If you're in a romantic relationship, please just don't say it's an open relationship. That's just some frequent one-night stands. You know, some... I hate open relationships. Thank you, guys. It's been a long time. So I hope you enjoy my podcast. If not, then lick my clit. Lick my clitoris. Yeah. Feminist bitch. Thank you, guys. Thank you, girls. Thank you. Thank you, gay people. Thank you, African American. Thank you, Asian. Thank you, Indian. Thank you, Russian. Thank you, Mexicans. Thank you, Japanese. Thank you, Chinese. People, you're people. And I hate people. Thank you.
There's something happening. There's something happening. There's something happening. He cheats in a trash can. His butthole is moving.